What's hot and what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in these markets?
Well, taking a look at my screens, Randy, you see grains up, being led by wheat. Big night in wheat, Board of Trade, KC wheat, Minneapolis wheat, all up 6 to 8 cents. So big night in wheat. Beans are hanging in. They're up 3 or 4. Corn's up 3 or 4. And just an overall strength in grains. Not only grains, but I was listening to your radio show earlier, and you talked about milk prices going up and the overall rise in commodity prices. Something I call the food security program is just countries across the world are making sure they have enough food here as we come into winter.
I think there's been a definite attitude change for farmers here as we worked our way through harvest this year.
Absolutely incredible. The amount of money flowing in from the government and the higher prices is just, it's probably adding up to almost a tax problem if I didn't know better.
Yep, exactly. Speaking of tax problems, what's not hot in these markets?
Well, unfortunately, rural America is really being affected by a spike in cases in COVID cases, which had affected them. A lot of people worked together to get through sugar beet harvest here in the Red River Valley. Real high cases here in North Dakota, South Dakota, all states. Not only America, though. People want to blame the president. We look at cases in Europe, absolutely on fire. Spain, Italy, Portugal, countries over there showing the highest number of cases is what most are calling it, a wave three. So cases are up. North Dakota went to several restaurants and tried to go to restaurants in Fargo and Bismarck. Most North Dakota restaurants only working at 25% capacity. Randy, you tell me what business can only have 25% of their customers and be successful. That's something I want to get involved in.
What's hot and what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk.